Welcome to Methods, a podcast from the ESRC National Centre for Research Methods. In today's episode, Professor John McInnes from the University of Edinburgh talks about his preliminary research on statistics anxiety among social science students. He starts by explaining what's generally meant and understood by the term statistics anxiety.
I suppose at the simplest level, it's just the idea that when faced with learning statistics, students who don't come from a science background, social science students or students who don't have a strong maths background, are likely to get anxious about it. It's also been approached within the psychology literature in terms of different kinds of anxiety. So you find that there have been measures that have been developed to look at maths anxiety, statistics anxiety, anxiety in other contexts as well, such as learning languages and so on. And it does seem to be that the psychologists are capable of differentiating, for example, statistics anxiety from, say, maths anxiety.
So why is it important?
Most of the discussion about how we teach statistics, and when I say statistics, I mean not just statistics, but statistics, quantitative methods, research design, anything that's about using numerical data and numerical evidence. Much of the pedagogical discussion about how we should teach social science students statistics focuses around how do we deal with statistics anxiety, because the starting assumption is that this is something which a lot of social science students are apprehensive about. It takes them out of their comfort zone, and so unless we deal with that, we won't be able to teach them statistics effectively.
So what's known already about it, and what's been done to try to address it or deal with it?
Well, let's start with what we know already about it, and I guess my quick answer to that would be less than we think. There's been a number of studies and there's been a number of literature reviews, and my colleague Kevin Ralston has spent a long time going through this literature trying to make sense of it and systematise it, and almost all the studies are fairly small scale. Few of the studies go beyond just making simple correlations between measures of anxiety and performance without looking at other contextual factors or intervening variables and so on. Different studies come up with rather different results, although I think it would be fair to say that you can more or less summarise the literature so far by suggesting that there's some kind of small but real negative relationship between statistics anxiety and performance. That would suggest that statistics anxiety, you know, is an issue that we ought to think about when we're approaching teaching. When it comes to what should be done about it, there's almost nothing in the way of studies that say, we measured statistics anxiety, got this result, changed the teaching approach, and then got this other different result. So the existing literature isn't much of a guide there, although there's much more of a discussion, conversation, received wisdom, depending on your point of view, about different approaches to teaching statistics to social scientists that work or don't work. However, I think before we start to try and make links between statistics anxiety and pedagogy, it's worth digging down a bit more into the whole statistics anxiety concept.
What have you been doing to look at this whole concept of statistics anxiety?
One of the things that we've been doing is posing the question, is anxiety necessarily a bad thing in a learning context? And some of the most interesting bits of the literature, mostly drawn from non-statistics concepts, looking either at the world of sport or the world of language learning, suggest that anxiety can be debilitating. It can also be facilitating. Anxiety may be a normal part of a learning process, particularly when you're learning something new. The analogy I like to draw is it's very difficult to imagine learning to drive a car without at some point being anxious. And it's not as if we should think about how to learn to drive a car in terms of how we could get rid of the anxiety within it. Anxiety is, in some measure at least, simply part of doing something new, doing something challenging.
So you've been doing some preliminary research looking at this yourself. You wanted to dig that little bit deeper. Tell us exactly what you've been doing.
And the first thing I should say is it's pilot study research, it's based on small numbers, and it's not based necessarily on a representative cross-sample of students. We're looking at students in one university on two different courses. What we tried to do was first of all distinguish trait anxiety and state anxiety. By trade anxiety, psychologists just mean somebody's constitutional personality. Some people tend to be more nervous or anxious than others. Unless you control for that, when you set out to measure something like SATS anxiety, you don't know whether you're just picking up trait anxiety as a background characteristic. So that's the first thing we did. The second thing we did was try to measure state anxiety at the time of taking statistic assessments on a number of different occasions in a course that uses repeated assessment across the course module.
Talk us through how you did that.
Well, the course we were looking at used weekly online assessments submitted by the students, and we simply added questions at the end of these assessments that asked things like how difficult they thought the assessment was, how anxious doing the assessment made them, as well as we had all students complete a survey at the beginning of the course that allowed us to develop measures of things like trait anxiety or anxiety about doing exams or assessments, attitudes towards statistics, and so on. So we had a rather large number of variables that we could use to see if we can build a prediction of the level of state anxiety that students had when taking assessments using different predictors.
And what did you find? What were the key things to emerge?
The big story for us was that by far the most important relationship was between how difficult students thought the assessment was and state anxiety when doing the assessment. How difficult the students thought the assessment was by far the strongest predictor. It predicted more than half the variation in state anxiety. The next strongest predictor was trait anxiety, which was about half as strong or maybe a little less. Those were the only two powerful predictors. We also looked at gender, at the degree students were doing, at their previous maths qualifications, at their pre-test maths ability that we'd calibrated the original survey, and a range of other factors, none of which proved to be of much use in predicting the level of anxiety.
What about the fact that students getting anxious didn't seem to affect how well they did in the assessment?
By far the most important of factors that wasn't relevant was the students' performance on the assessment. In other words, whether students were more or less anxious did not have any direct bearing on their performance in the assessment. Students could do well, but nevertheless be anxious if they found it difficult. Now, there are different ways you can interpret these results, but one possible interpretation, and one that we'll be looking to test out more fully when we get into the main field work, is that anxiety is part of a learning process which may not necessarily get in the way of that process. It's not something that we necessarily need to avoid, although it certainly is something that we need to think about. However, it seems to be about the level of difficulty of assessments. Now, one possible conclusion that you could draw from that is we need to think about how much of a challenge students can comfortably take on in learning.
And what else do you take from that?
We shouldn't see statistics anxiety as a barrier to our aspirations to teach statistics to social scientists. The second thing is that we need to think about how we can encourage all students to meet the level of challenge, to meet the level of difficulty, to, if you like, mobilise that determination to learn something new that some students are capable of, and see how far we can generalise that across students, whether that's by appropriate or innovative teaching methods, whether it's by a focus on peer learning and encouraging students to learn from each other, whether it's by a whole range of other things that we might want to consider. That in turn makes me think it's probably not so useful to think about teaching statistics first and foremost in terms of avoiding anxiety and then about other things. We should rather think about how can we measure what's effective in teaching students statistics, and if we encounter some anxiety and other effects along the way, we'll be better prepared to deal with them if we've got a better sense of where that anxiety comes from.
One of the things that struck me, John, is the finding around the fact that being anxious didn't necessarily affect how well people did in the test, how well the students did in the test. What do you make of all of that?
The finding, and I stress again, it's a preliminary finding, if you've got a lot of anxious students, it may just as much be a sign of progress, a sign that the students are tackling something difficult, as a sign of there's a big problem with the teaching, or we're trying to do something that can't be done. Now, I'm not saying that therefore statistics anxiety isn't a problem, but I think it's something that we can think about in a rather bigger range of ways. It's something we can think about more constructively than perhaps we have done in the past. One of the encouraging things from our research is our findings were that students are absolutely aware of the importance of statistics. They're absolutely aware of the rise of big data, the increasing importance of data in the modern world, and they're also up for learning statistics. If they're presented in the right way, if they're convinced that they're relevant, and they have faith that they will be able to do them.
But you don't see that there's an automatic block there?
I would see the block as being perhaps more to do with our ability to teach them well and the number of people we have available who are able to teach them well. I don't think we can blame students' attitudes for any failure on our part to produce graduates who've got a good command of data analysis and statistics.
John McInnes was talking to Chris Garrington following his presentation at the Research Methods Festival 2016, Statistics Anxiety, A Fairy Tale for Our Times. You can find out more on the NCRM website at www.ncrm.ac.uk.